All right, metalheads and rockers, this is DJ Rem, Quote the Raven, and I am live with Mike from the band Them Sons of Bitches. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. Thanks.
So, first of all, thank you for being here tonight. Thanks for hitting me up, wanting to do the interview. Super stoked to have you,
thank you.
On air. And so, I guess, let's start if you could introduce yourself and your spot in the band, and then also just a quick introduction of the members that are not with us tonight.
Okay, well, as you know, I'm Mike. I'm the drummer. We got Thomas Hill. He's a lead vocalist and main songwriter and guitar player, lead guitarist. We've got Bill C., the bassist, and our newest member is David Lawrence, who's on rhythm guitar.
Awesome. And what are you guys up to right now? You know, obviously, where are you at? I don't remember where you're at, where you live.
Oh, in Connecticut.
So, venues are shut down there too, right? Like in Michigan?
Yeah, it's starting to open up a little. We actually have a gig this Saturday.
Oh,
so
awesome.
It's 50% capacity. They slightly opened it up, you know, little by little. So hopefully, because Texas did the whole thing the other day,
right. They're
going to be open. And I think Mississippi, so we're hoping that we're not too far behind.
Yeah, no doubt. We can use, we could all use live music back, as you know.
Yes.
So what have you guys been doing? Well, actually, why don't you talk about the live show? Let's promote that live show you have coming up.
Okay, we have a live show this Saturday, March 6th. It's a triple bill of us and two other great bands, Ricochet Effect, which we shared the stage with. That me and Bill in a previous band, we shared the stage with these guys. Great band, awesome, talented musicians. And also closing the night is this band Roadkill. I haven't seen them live. I heard their music. I think it's like really mixed with punk and metal. I think a little bit death metal, but really good. And pretty much, it's going to be I'm promoting as a triple threat of some hard rock and metal. You know, it's a good mixture of music that we'll have this Saturday night.
Well, that's awesome.
It's at a bar called Charlie Bravo's in Putnam, Connecticut. I was in a previous band with Bill, and we did a show there. Nice place. You know, we got good atmosphere, great food. The people are great over there, and it's a, you know, pretty good place to have bands.
Nice. How long has it been since you've done a live show?
Our only show that we did besides the one coming up was on July 26th of last year.
Okay.
That was the first one, I guess, after the, you know, whole lockdown thing.
Right.
And it was part of a concert series that a person was putting on, and we happened just to say, you know, hey, let's get on the bill and just get out there, you know. It was an outdoor event, you know. Of course, it was like COVID restrictions. You know, we played in front of like 30, 40 people. It was nice. It was us and two other bands, and it was a really good atmosphere. Hot, but it was good, though.
Right. Hey, you were playing live, so I'm sure you were happy, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, considering that the band, well, I was only with the band since February.
Uh-huh.
Because right before the COVID hit, I only joined the band like 3 or 4 rehearsals before, which was like about like 3 weeks earlier. And, you know, so I just was with the band, and then we had maybe in June, we had another 2 or 3 more rehearsals, then we had the gig. But it was cool. It was like, we did about maybe, I think, 9 songs, 10 songs. So it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Awesome. So, with everything going on with the shutdowns and pandemic and everything, what have you guys been doing as a band to kind of keep busy and kind of keep relevant, I guess? What types of things you guys been doing?
lockdown in like middle of March, that's when pretty much everybody stay in their homes.
Right.
Well, we kind of talked about, okay, so what are we going to do? You know, are we just going to like just put halt and not do anything? And since there was nothing else you can do, you know, with the whole lockdown thing, so me, Bill, and Tommy at the time, we just over the internet, we just started promoting the band, creating artwork for the band. Tommy and Bill, they were working on music. We actually wrote a song about the COVID thing through the internet. You know, we were sending each other back ideas of what certain songs should sound like, what should be here, what should not be there, lyrics, and all that good stuff. So we kind of kept busy, and we really, I can't say we really stopped with the band. We just kept moving, you know, besides the whole playing out thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. You guys were able to keep working, so that's good.
Tommy and Bill, they have all this recording equipment, so they're constantly, Tommy's the main songwriter, so he's constantly writing stuff, demoing stuff, sending it to me and Bill, and like, all right, check this out, just a basic idea, so when we get to the rehearsal, we work on it, bang it out, and tweak it here and there. So that's kind of how our work ethic is, and that's how we work it over the COVID lockdown.
Yeah, awesome. What, so the music you sent me, is that stuff that was put out and recorded before everything happened, or some of that stuff that you guys worked on, like, during the pandemic?
All those pretty much, those five songs pretty much were pretty much, I kind of put a staple on, meaning I put my, I put my touch on it, and then when the COVID hit, but these songs were done already, and we figured, you know, okay, so when do we want to do this recording of this, of our three-song EP? So what we did was, we had that show on July 22nd, right after that, we started recording the EP at Reaper Studios, which is Bill's, studio and our rehearsal spot, and, we recorded it. We did all the drum tracks, as always, the first thing to do, you do all your drum tracks, and Tommy and Bill did theirs over the internet, recorded whatever, sending back different takes of each song, and just seeing how would this sound, how would that sound, add this, don't add that, do this, don't do that. So that's how we kind of recorded our EP, and we've got like tons of songs ready to go pretty much right now, because Tommy's always writing and demoing stuff and sending us over email whatever he has come up with in his mind.
Huh, cool. Are you guys playing any of that new stuff at your show this weekend?
We're playing, I think, one of the new songs called Stiff Arm Uppercut. It's a new song that I kind of learned. David just learned. We all relearned it, because he's, like I said, these are Tommy's songs, so he had them. I never heard them before. He emails me the song and says, "All right, put your touch on them." Pretty much, that's like the only new song. We have like three or four other songs that we haven't recorded yet, but we played them out anyway. We did play them out on our last gig in July of last year. So we have a good, you know, I think we have about like 10 or 11 songs we're going to be playing.
Awesome.
On this show. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. Shameless plug time. Where's a good place for people to go to find out more about the band? What social networking, what websites, where are you guys at?
Well, as we all know, you know, Facebook, Instagram. If you want to purchase our music, you can go to Bandcamp. Our EP's up there, and you could purchase the whole EP for $6 or each individual song for $2. You go to Reverb Nation, and each of our Facebook pages, you could go to. I'm constantly promoting the band, so which I love to do. And you could just keep checking back and find updates and you know, good stuff like that.
All right, awesome. And do you guys have like any merch for sale, like T-shirts, anything like that anywhere?
Right now we have we really don't have that much merch. We bought some like couple of things that Bill made up, like a couple of travel mugs with the Them Sons of Bitches stickers on them, stuff like that, just like little things. We just really haven't had the money or the time to do all that, but hopefully we'll have something soon.
Okay, cool. So tell me, I'm sure you guys get asked this question a lot. How did they come up with the name of the band? Where does that come from?
Well, we kind of look at the term "Them Sons of Bitches." Me and Tommy were talking about it the other day at rehearsal last Saturday. We were like, you know, it's such a unique name. Like, you know, wow. Everybody's asking us, what's up with the name? We're right. Like, well, we look at the world today, you know, and what's going on? We just got to sit there and be like, you know, them sons of bitches, you know, because how the world's being so, you know, messed with. So, like, the first thing that comes to our mind is, like, the sons of bitches, they're fucking it up again, you know? It's really no major story behind it, except what I mean, what I just told you, you know? And that's really it, you know? And that's kind of who we are. Them sons of bitches, you know?
Yep, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, just I want to give a big shout-out to all the radio stations that we're broadcasting live on right now. We're on Metal Devastation Radio. We're on Rock Addict Radio. We're on Whatever 68 Radio and Canada's Extreme Metal Radio Station. So this is we're going out to four different bands, out to four different stations with the band Them Sons of Bitches on the line. So I have to tell you, so I was checking out the music that you sent, and it's badass. I love it. So thank you for sending it over. After the interview, I have a triple shot lined up of some of the music that you sent to play. So definitely going to be doing that. And so I'm always curious when I talk to bands, when I talk to band members, I'm always curious kind of how they got to where they're at with a band and just kind of into industry. So kind of really what the question is kind of a two-part. It's one, you know, did you have any influences growing up that kind of got you into music? I'm always interested if there's family members, stuff like that. And two, you know, what other bands kind of influenced you to kind of go this direction?
Personally, okay, well, to answer your first part of the question, there was always music in the house growing up. I had an older brother and older sister. I'm the baby. So there was always music of some sort. I got into hard rock metal at a young age because of my brother, and you know, that's how I got turned on to Metallica, Sabbath, and classic rock, all those Kiss, which is my main influence. To tell you the truth, to answer your second part, I got into playing drums at 13 years old. You know, my first drum set was for Christmas, and woke up the neighborhood, and from then on, I just continued doing what I enjoy to do, and started playing with bands around 16 and all that, and just kept moving on from there, and you know, enjoying the whole excitement of people like watching you play. So that's what makes me, you know. Yeah. And I'm sure that goes a lot for the other guitar players, bass players, singers, and anyone else that's in the audition today. As far as influences, I would say Peter Criss is my main first influence from Kiss. Lars Ulrich of Metallica and Phil Rudd of AC/DC. Those are my three big main influences. But all in all, my influences range from like 70s classic rock to like 80s, 90s, everything up, everything across the board from, like, you know, 80s metal, hair metal, thrash, death metal, punk, you know, a little bit of everything.
Nice. Do you remember, like, the first metal band you heard and you were like, and it kind of was like that aha moment? You're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah, going back to my brother, yeah, I remember him hearing Ride the Lightning for the first time I was a kid. My brother, you know, of course, the vinyl was big back then, and me and him shared a room growing up, and, you know, he had the old Fisher system, you know, floor speakers and all that, and just, you know, like, well, okay, we got to listen to this. And you sitting there, I'm sitting there looking at the album cover. I'm like, wow, you know, and hearing the opening acoustic riff of Fight Fire with Fire. Then all of a sudden being exploded, you know, exploded with all that metal coming out through the rest of the song and the whole album.
Yeah, that's awesome. My first metal album was Black Sabbath Paranoid. My mom had it, and that was when I was like, "What is this?" And I was hooked ever since.
Yeah, my first Black Sabbath album was the first one. My brother had Paranoid, and, you know, all the others. But what I purchased myself was the first Black Sabbath album, and I guess just like a lot of people, it was just a cover of the album. Like, okay, this must be good, you know?
Right?
As like this scary little figure on the cover. Okay, this has to be good, you know? But if you really want to say really what album got me playing, I would say Kiss Alive.
Okay.
That's what got me into drums, hearing Peter Criss's solo on 100,000 Years, you know?
Right.
Like, okay, I want to sound like that, you know? You know? And I wanted my drums to sound like that. So that's pretty much how I got into music and, you know, and my influence. I thank my brother a lot because he got me into a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah. Horns high to your brother, man.
Huh?
I said horns high to your brother.
Yeah. I joke around with people. I just tell them, I said, my damn brother corrupted me with this fucking music. But I love it. And it's great, though, because I heard a lot of these bands. I heard, like, when, like, Screamers of Vengeance first came out, Defenders of the Faith, Number of the Beast, Killers, you know, Blizzard of Oz, Diary of Man, all these great albums I'm hearing for the first time when they just came out, you know?
Yep.
So it was, you know, it was great to be, although I was a little kid, but it was still great to be part of that, you know? To know that I was there at the time when these albums were just being released and just, you know, being out there.
Yeah, that's so cool. So, what's, have you had any live shows you've done? Any wild, crazy things that have happened while you've been on stage that you're willing to share?
Live, not really, except, you know, sweat my ass off, as, you know, as a lot of drummers do. Not that I recall. I played it maybe a couple of times. I was sick, or maybe like, yes, just thinking about it. Me and Bill were in a band previously before Them Sons of Bitches. The summer before 2019, we did a festival up in near the Catskills in New York. And, you know, I'm getting ready to, you know, we play two nights. And the first night was on a Friday night. You know, we're setting up and everything. My drums are all set up and ready to go. All of a sudden, not even into the first song right away, my stool breaks.
Oh, geez.
My drum stool. So, and I'm like, really? Now it's got to happen. This drum stool got me through God knows how many shows and and it's been around the country with me and all that stuff, and it breaks now. So it's like I'm sitting on this picnic chair. It's sitting really low. My drum's kind of sitting up high, a little bit higher than what I normally like it. Uncomfortable. But everybody, everybody was telling me, dude, you pulled it off. You were a trooper. You just did it. You know, you know, maybe other drummers would be like, fuck, I'm not doing it. Grown shit and everything, you know. They're like, nah, you kept playing it. This your thing, you know. So that, you know, that's just, you know, a wild thing that happened. I'm like, really? So the next day, we had another show to do at the same place. So, you know, me and my girlfriend hopped in the car, find the nearest guitar center, picked up another drum stool.
Right on.
This time it's a sturdier one, so.
Cool. Okay, I have a question from the chat over at Metal Devastation Radio. Zach Moonshine wants to know, what is your favorite beer to drink?
Budweiser all the way.
Budweiser
all the way, yeah. I also like, I lived in Texas for a short period of time, for about like 7 years, and I tried this Texas beer called Shiner Bock.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of that one.
Real good beer. I like that when I could get it. I actually could get it at the nearest supermarket near me over here, so it's great. But Budweiser is usually my first go-to beer.
Okay, cool. There you go, Zach. Budweiser. Zach does a show on every Friday night at 9 p.m. At Metal Devastation Radio, and I swear he's drinking a different beer like every show. He goes in. For a long time, it was, it was an IPA. God, I'm going brain dead now. It'll come back to me. I can see the bottle in my brain. Forget it. I'm going to stop thinking.
There's so many.
Yep. But yeah, I'm waiting for him to post it in the chat. Come on. Oh, he said Shiner Bock rules. Come on, Zach. Tell me, what's that one? He's being slow.
I you know, every now and then I would try something different, but I always go back to Budweiser, you know?
Yeah, I think we all kind of have our go-to. I love to go to, especially if I'm in a different town or something, to see, you know, okay, what's like one of the local brews and try that. I always like to do a little bit of that kind of deal. Just, it makes it fun. Lagunitas, there it is. He finally hit me with it.
Oh, okay. Now, yeah, because like here in Connecticut, well, this area in Connecticut is called the New England area, Connecticut, Massachusetts, all the Rhode Island, and they have a lot of IPAs, homegrown, and I tried a few, but nothing really made me want to say, ooh, I want to drink this all the time, you know?
Yeah, I'm not an IPA fan. I like a lager or a pilsner. I'm not really an IPA kind of guy. Or a good... Like, I like Killian's, a red beer, you know? I'm good with that.
Yeah.
But, oh, yes, Zach says, Lagua fucking Nitas. Of course, Zach. I can't help it that you were slow answering my question, man. All right, I got another question from a chat over at Rock Addict Radio. Megan wants to know if you're a fan of horror movies, and if you are, what's your favorite?
Oh, yeah. Well, my favorite horror movie of all time is Friday the 13th.
Can't go wrong with Freddy.
I love that horror film. What's that?
Said you can't go wrong with Freddy.
Oh, no, it's actually Jason. Friday the 13th.
Oh, Friday the 13th. Yeah, I was thinking the other one. See, I just proved that I'm not a horror movie fan.
No, and my favorite Friday the 13th movie is Part 6. That's my favorite movie. I'm a big kind of horror. I like the old school horror stuff. I think too much nowadays, it's too much CGI. They make it look too fake half the time. Yeah. You know, I go back to the old school stuff, you know, the Rob Zombie films and the 70s film, like The Evil Dead, The Exorcist, Night of Living Dead, all those movies, you know?
Yeah, the one I do remember watching growing up with my dad was Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the first one. I like a lot. I just don't like the fact when they remake these stuff over and over again.
Oh,
like,
right, yeah. They beat it to death.
It's like same thing with Halloween. They remake, you know, I love the Rob Zombie version of Halloween when he redid it. But when they remake all these movies over and over and over again, it's like, makes me not want to watch a horror movie because it's like, you know, taking the fun out of it.
Yep. Okay, I got another question for you. This is from Lady Red in the chat at Metal Devastation Radio. She wants to know if you're a bubble bath kind of guy or a shower kind of guy.
I'm a shower guy.
There you go, Lady Red. Shower guy.
I like the shower. I can't sit in the bathtub.
I can't either. I get too damn warm. I can't do it.
Yeah, I can't. You know, I like to take my shower, do what I gotta do, and then, you know, scrub down and get the hell out, you know?
Right on. Okay, back to the band. So you got this live show coming up, but kind of what do you guys kind of have in your sights in the next few months? Is there anything lined up? Is there anything in the works that you're working on?
Right after the show, we're actually gonna start working on another EP. I'm not sure it's gonna be a 3-song or 5-song. We're probably gonna do another 3-song EP. Get David, our new guitar player, more up to speed with the stuff, and he's doing great. He picked up the songs really quick in the last almost like 2 to 3 weeks. So we're gonna have that, and hopefully start doing more shows. I'm always looking for live shows anywhere, you know, that will have us and that we could play out and bring our music out there for people.
Yeah, absolutely, cool. All right, I got another question from the chat over at Metal Devastation Radio. Brandy wants to know, who is your dream band to tour with?
A dream band to tour, wow. I would say Kiss, but as much as I love the band, I just can't give me that Kiss. But if I would have to pick a dream band to tour with, I would have to say Iron Maiden.
Yeah, that's a good choice, I would say. Can't go wrong there.
Yeah, I mean, because you know, you go with Maiden, you know you're going to have millions of fans out there. You can be playing for thousands of people.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's a way to blow your band up big right there, I think, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yep, very cool. So, okay,
a lot of metal bands, every time they tour with Maiden, they were happy, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Another question from the chat. Chris wants to know, what bands are you listening to these days? What are some of your go-to favorite bands of newer music?
Of newer music? I really don't get too much into the newer music. I mostly keep following bands that I grew up listening to that are still around.
Right.
But as far as newer music, I would say, like, I've been listen to a lot of Volbeat. Who else have I been getting into a lot lately? Not off the top of my head, it's kind of hard, but I was, you know, like I said, Volbeat, and I would say Clutch and Mastodon, bands like that, I try to listen to.
Awesome. And, all great stuff, of course.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's hard to really say because I just keep listening to the bands I've been growing up with.
Right.
And Volbeat kind of caught my attention only because I just started listening within the last year or so. They just caught my attention because the melody and the hooks and everything on their songs are amazing.
Yeah, my favorite song of theirs is Sad Man's Tongue, if you know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love how it almost starts with like a little country sound to it, and then they start hitting hard.
I like the shady one, Gentleman, whatever.
Yeah, yep.
That's a great album. That's my favorite album. That's my go-to album when I listen to them.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I love all their stuff. I really like to get on YouTube and watch like some of their live concerts because
they're amazing live. I mean, I also actually. I also got into Ghost lately.
Okay, yeah.
They're pretty cool. But some of these bands, they've been around, but if you want to say they're newer, I mean, I guess they're newer to me. They've been around for a while. But, yeah, you know, Ghost, Mastodon, Clutch, and stuff like that. But I always look for new releases of my favorite bands anyway.
Cool. And another question from the chat, Lady Red again. She wants to know if you've ever played at a haunted venue. I didn't even know those existed, so maybe.
Not that I know of. Not that I know of.
Okay, Red, you're gonna have to fill us in on these haunted venues where we need to be learned, apparently.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool to play. I wouldn't mind. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. So, do you play any other instruments besides drums?
Nope, I'm just a drummer.
Nothing wrong with that. That you play one more instrument than I can. So.
And I tried before I actually got into drums. My brother was a guitar player. I tried to do it because everybody says I got the fingers because I got big fingers.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, you should be a bass player or guitar player, but it's like, no, I want to pound things. You know, I want to hit things.
Right.
You can get my frustration out. You know, I can't do that on a guitar. I got to make loud. I got to make noise. You know.
Awesome. So, Red says she lives in Canada, and there are some haunted venues up there around her where she lives. So, looks like you need to go to Canada.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. That'd be a cool thing to do. Yep. Play some haunted venues. Wonder what these haunted venues are like when you're playing. That's the only thing, you know.
Yeah, you know, your gear stops working.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, drums fall apart or guitar strings pop. Uh-huh. You know, you get those fun at that moment.
Yep, exactly. Okay, shameless plug time again. Remind everybody where they can go to find out more about the band as far as social networking, websites, etc.
You could go to Them Sons of Bitches on Facebook, Instagram. You can go to Bandcamp to listen to our three-song EP and also Reverb Nation. And request us wherever you guys are. Request us on the radio. We're open to do interviews and anything in that realm. So look for us. And you can also email us personally at themsobs2020@gmail.com. I forgot to mention that before.
Oh, cool.
You want to just email and say, hi, what's up? You know, if you guys want to help us promote in your town, your area, please let us know. We're always looking for fans in other places to help push the band and hopefully maybe one day go out there and play.
Yeah.
You know, always promotion's always a big thing, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you guys ever, have you ever played in Michigan?
No, I lived in Michigan for like a few months to actually record a CD, but that was it though.
Oh, cool. So the reason I'm in Michigan, but the reason I ask is because there's this in Battle Creek, Michigan, there's badass venue called the Music Factory. So if you guys do come to Michigan, that is definitely one I highly recommend. It's a smaller.
Send me some stuff about me, you know. Yeah, what am I doing? Like a couple of days over there, you know?
yeah, I will. Just hit me up and remind me, and I'll send you I'll send you a link to their stuff because it's like my favorite venue to go to because it only holds a couple hundred people, so it's small. It's actually pretty really cool inside that all the walls are done off in like chalk paint. And all the bands that have played there, it's moved to the ceiling now because it's so many. But the bands like draw their logos and sign their names and stuff that they've played there. It's a really neat little place.
That was like some clubs up in New York where I'm originally from. Some of the clubs up there did the same thing. You know, like CBGB's was closed down and like this place Continental. You slap your sticker on there. People write their bands, go write their names and everything. Yeah. I love those type of places.
Yep.
You know, you get more interaction with the fans, you know, than, I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to play an arena one day.
Right. Absolutely.
But, you know, like I love when like a lot of these bands, they come to smaller venues. I think they're great, you know, and it's, you know, like I saw K King Diamond a couple of years back, and I saw him in the Orpheum in Boston. And but even though it's quite of a big place, but it's still small to see King Diamond there, you know?
Yeah. So cool.
But yeah, so I love playing small places, you know.
Yep, very good. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? Is there anything about the band, anything you guys are working on that we haven't talked about that you want to make sure the listeners and fans know?
I guess that's really it. But you know, we're constantly working on music. Tommy's the main songwriter. He's constantly working on stuff and writing stuff. He has all this material written up forever. How long he's been doing this for? And so there's always stuff going on and musically wise within the band. So because we get together like once a week on a Saturday. And we, you know, we rehearse, hang out, you know, drink a few beers and all that good stuff. And, you know, we get work done. So it's not like that we're just scrambling to, like, the you know, okay, what do we want to do? What can we do, you know?
Right.
There's always something to do. So, but other than that, that's really it with the band, how we kind of work. We just want to get the play out. We want to bring the music out there.
Yes, indeed. So I got three tracks that you sent me. I got Enemy in My Head, I'll Freak You, and Lost Now I'm Saved lined up to play.
Yes.
And later in my show, I'll play the other tracks you sent me. So before the night's over, all the tracks you sent me will get played, just so you know.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
So we'll do our part to get it out there. And again, big shout out to everybody tuned in at Metal Devastation Radio, Rock Addict Radio, Canada's Extreme Metal Radio, and whatever 68 Radio. You guys all rock. And thank you so much for taking the time, to spend with me tonight to talk. Appreciate it, Mike. And
no problem. Anytime. I like that, you know, maybe the next interview, we'll try to get the whole band on or something, and we'll try to work out something and do something.
Yep, I'm totally down. You just hit me up when you're ready to come back on, and I'll make it happen.
Yeah, that'd be good. I appreciate it.
Consider it done.
Thank you. And thanks for everyone that's listening. And again, support them sons of bitches. We really appreciate it.
Yep. Hell yeah. All right. Well, thanks again, man. Have a great night. And tell everybody in the band I said hello, please. I'd appreciate that.
I definitely will do that.
Okay.
Have a great evening.
Yeah, you too. Okay. Take care, man. Bye.